USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cancellations continue in what is supposed to be the friendly skies. American Airlines canceling hundreds of more flights on Monday. The flight tracking website FlightWare.com showing more than 300 flights canceled and well over 70 delayed. That's a big improvement from the weekend when more than 1,000 flights were canceled.
I looked at my phone like 10, 20 minutes before, and it just got canceled out of nowhere.
But when you have hours of uncertainty, hours of not knowing when you're going to stay, hours of waiting to get your bags back when you've already checked them.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says holding the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage won't get him to support President Biden's social spending bill. Manchin saying he wants to understand how the larger bill impacts Americans and the economy. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
We only have a brief window left in the fight against climate change. That's according to President Biden, who is in Scotland speaking at the International Climate Summit. The president pushing other countries to move toward renewable energies amid a surge in energy costs.
High energy prices only reinforce the urgent need to diversify sources, double down on clean energy development, and adapt promising new clean energy technologies so we can not only we don't remain overly reliant on one source of power.
Critics argue President Biden's energy policies, like canceling construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, contributed to higher prices for gas and oil. The name of the three women who died after their vehicle was struck by a train in South Carolina are being released. The Charleston County Coroner saying the victims are from Syracuse, New York, and from North Charleston, South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican congressman is reacting to possible vaccine mandates for children.
Last week, the Food and Drug Administration approved the COVID-19 vaccine for the least affected age group in America, ages 5 to 11. Congressman Dr. Greg Murphy, the Republican from North Carolina on Newsmax, says mandating vaccines is problematic.
I have since day one been an advocate of people being vaccinated. I studied the science. I got vaccinated. Even more importantly, I had my family get vaccinated, who I care for much more than myself. I believe that this is a safe and effective medication. However, what has happened in this country as far as we've moved forward, we've made decisions that are normally and historically made between doctors and patients, now between governments and citizens in the mandates. The fact now that the FDA has moved to the 5 to 11 vaccine approval, in my opinion, it is a little bit problematic.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Three of Minnesota's leading Democrats oppose the Minneapolis ballot question that could replace the city's police department with a new public safety agency. U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith, along with Governor Tim Walz, have made their opposition clear, but are not campaigning against the measure. The question is on the ballot Tuesday. It comes following the police killing of George Floyd last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.